Dog Steals and Rooster Crows. This story takes place more than 2,000 years ago, during the period of the Warring States. Although in appearance China was still ruled by the sovereigns of the Chu Dynasty, many parts of the country had become states with their own kings. In the state of Qi, there lived a lord by the name of Ming Chang. He was the prime minister to the king of Qi. He was also a very generous man. He used to invite a great number of people to live in his house, giving them food, clothes, and money to spend. These men ko, or house guests, were mostly scholars, artists, and craftsmen who would work for him in return. There was a time when he accommodated nearly 3,000 guests in his house. One evening, while Lord Ming Chang and his guests were having dinner, a servant brought two men into the hall. One was short, skinny, and dressed in black. The other was tall, robust, and dressed in red. They bowed deeply before Lord Ming Chang and said that they wanted to serve him. "Very well," said Lord Ming Chang. First, he turned to the man dressed in black. "Tell me, my friend, what skills do you have? How do you earn a living?" The man hesitated for a moment, then said in a low voice, "My lord, I bark for a living." "Huh?" The guests looked at one another with puzzled expressions. Lord Ming Chang thought that he had misheard. So he asked, "I am sorry. Do you mean to say you bark like a dog for a living?" "That is exactly what I mean," the man replied. "I bark just like a real dog. Bow wow." At this, the house guests burst into laughter. But Lord Ming Chang did not laugh. Instead, he asked kindly, "My friend, tell me, how is it you bark for a living?" "Well, I used to be a thief," said the man. "When I found a house I wanted to break into, I would go there at night wearing a dog skin. If I was discovered, I would bark like a dog and be able to get away. That's how I used to make a living." He paused and his face grew red. "Now I know that it is wrong to steal, and I promise you that I am a thief no longer." "Good," said the lord. And then he turned to the tall man dressed in red. "My friend, what about you? How do you earn a living?" The man smiled mischievously and said, "My lord, I crow." "Huh?" Again, the puzzled house guests looked at one another. "That is interesting," said the lord. "Tell us more." "Well, every morning I used to wake up early," said the man, "and go into the courtyard and crow like a rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo! There were always roosters in the village, and when they heard me crow, they would do the same. Cock-a-doodle-doo! We would all crow together. Thinking that it was already dawn, the people would get up. They were pleased that they had risen early, so they would pay me. That's how I used to make a living." The house guest roared with laughter, but Lord Ming Chang only smiled. "Very well, my new friends," he said. "Welcome to my house. Sit down and dine with us." The house guests were shocked. They could not believe that Lord Ming Chang would take two vagabonds into his house and treat them as guests. To show their disapproval, the house guests nicknamed the two men Dog Steals and Rooster Crows. A few months later, Lord Ming Chang received a letter from the king of the state of Qin. The king invited Lord Ming Chang to come to his country and be his prime minister. Now, Lord Ming Chang knew that the king of Qin was a very ambitious man who acted on impulse. He didn't want to go, so he asked his king for advice. The king of Qi said, "I would be sorry to lose you as my prime minister. But if you do not accept the offer, the king of Qin might consider this an insult and use it as an excuse to declare war against us. I think you should go." So Lord Ming Chang gathered a few of his guests, including Dog Steals and Rooster Crows, and went to the state of Qin. They brought with them many gifts, including a very precious white mink cloak for the king. At first, the king of Qin was delighted to see Lord Ming Chang and the gifts he had brought. And after the lord had rested for a few days, the king was ready to appoint him prime minister. But one of the king's officials, who was afraid that Lord Ming Chang might become a court favorite, said to him, "I don't believe that Lord Ming Chang left his king willingly to serve Ta Wang. I am sure he came here as a spy." The king instantly became suspicious and ordered his guards to throw Lord Ming Chang into jail. That night, the house guests who had accompanied Lord Ming Chang gathered in a tavern and tried to think of a way to save him. There was one man in the group who was considered the wisest. He said, "The king of Qin is very fond of his youngest wife. If she puts in a word for our lord, maybe the king will let him go." "But how can we persuade her to do so?" asked another guest. "I wish we had not given the king of Qin the white mink cloak. It would have been a wonderful gift for his young wife. But now it must be locked up in the treasure house. There is no way we can get it back." While they were talking, Dog Steals quietly left the tavern. He found his way to the palace treasure house and took out a dog skin from his bosom. He pulled the skin over himself and leaped over the wall. "Bow wow," he barked. Two huge dogs appeared and sprang at him. "Bow wow, bow wow." The three started to fight. The treasure house guard, who had been sleeping, came out. When he saw his dogs with Dog Steals, he thought they were fighting with just another dog. So he took them into the house, tied them up, and went back to bed.